Okay, there, it's recording. And now... Okay, so first question is, why did you choose this career?
Since when I was in high school, I was interested in science in general. And I always had a preference in sort of like science that has to do with the human body. You can call it life sciences. So when I was in high school, I sort of told myself that I would like to become a scientist. And in Mexico, back in the 1970s, there wasn't an easy path to science. And I figured that going into medical school was going to give me a good training in sort of basic human biology and life sciences. And that once I finished medical school, I can then move on to get either a master's degree or a PhD degree and actually get to become a scientist. And fortunately, things work out the way I planned, which is finish medical school and then I got my PhD degree in physiology and pharmacology and started a career in science.
Okay. Second question, what steps did you have to take to pursue this career?
So, as I mentioned, I finished high school in Mexico. I had really good grades, and so I applied to medical school, managed to get into medical school. I did very well in medical school, so when I finished medical school, I was already applying for my PhD degree at UCSD, and I was very fortunate because UCSD offered me a position in the PhD program that was used to be called Physiology Pharmacology. So in 1984, in September 84, I started at UCSD getting my PhD degree. I finished in 1989, and since 1989, I began my career in science, if you will. So, yeah.
Okay. Number three is, what drives you to achieve your goals every day?
It's the love for science, really, and the love for discovering new things, and also the interest in being able to make a difference in patients' health. So there are many diseases that require a very significant amount of investment, personal investment and investment of society towards trying to understand how they evolve, how they progress, and how they change, and how is it that we can treat them? How is it that we can modify them? So, I have a strong interest in understanding the basis of how disease comes about and how can we modify disease for the better, either with drugs or with other strategies.
Okay. What were one of the struggles you had in pursuing this career or with this career right now? How did you get past those and did it help you grow as a person? If yes, how?
I guess I didn't really have any struggles because I was always able to look ahead and always able to, and I'm a person that prides in being able to be prepared. So to the extent that you can see ahead and to the extent that you can prepare yourself, then the chances that you encounter a major struggle become much less and become much more manageable. So I was fortunate because, you know, I always looked ahead. I always did well with my grades. I always was very focused on what I wanted to achieve, my goals. Never deviated from the goals that I had already marked for myself or established for myself. And then just with like a laser focus, work hard, study a lot, work hard. And things work out for the better. So I was fortunate because I never really had any struggle that really sort of slowed me down or prevented me from getting to where I am right now. It doesn't mean that any of us may not encounter an illness, a family death, or something like that that can slow us down. But, you know, I've been fortunate in that regard.
Okay. What is your favorite part about research and or working in a lab?
Yeah, so it's no 2 days are the same. Every day is different. So every day is different. Every day you wake up with the idea that, you know, you're coming to work. You have a particular set of goals. I mean, you can call them dreams, and then you're trying to get to the promised land, if you will. On the other hand, working at a university is always, it's always a good way to re-energize yourself and recharge your batteries, because you're always surrounded by young people. You're always surrounded by people who are interested in possibly following on your footsteps, becoming very successful scientists, doctors, pharmacists, dentists. And a big part of our responsibility as professors is to educate the new generations. And so we take a lot of pride in being able to train the young people, the new generations, in doing similar or maybe even different things, but that's okay. And moving on to the next stage of their life. So we've been very lucky in that regard, because we managed to see a lot of our graduates who came in young do really well in their professional lives.
What do you consider your biggest achievement in life and your career?
My biggest achievement, you know, is a professional achievement will be, you know, to realize my goal, my life goal, which was to become a scientist and be a professor at university. And then when you add to that the fact that I'm at an institution of high caliber like UCSD, surrounded by high caliber people, surrounded by high caliber colleagues, surrounded by fantastic installations and people who are motivated and have common interests and goals to mine, you know, that really sort of completes the picture for me, which is, you know, to see that all of this gels around my concept of being able to achieve the stated goals and be able to do it in an environment that is close, you know, as close as can be to optimal.
Okay. And then last question is, what is your biggest piece of advice for future generations?
You need to be very focused and work very hard and be very motivated. I think there's a little bit of a letdown in new generations about the expectation of what it requires to get where you want to get. And I think that young generations need to realize that meeting your own goals, getting there, typically represents having drawn ambitious goals, if you will. You need to be ambitious. You need to be goal motivated. And focused, and then you need to, you know, be able to put in the energy that is required to get there. And 90% of that should come from your own effort. 10% should come from the other people that are outside your own, if you will, control, which are the people who are trying to educate you, or the people that are trying to supervise you, or the people that are trying to train you. Because ultimately, it is your own responsibility to succeed. It is your own responsibility to forge ahead. New generations should not expect to have, you know, their milk bottles be prepared by those who are educating them or training them. You know, that's and in a way, that seems to be the expectation these days, where people seem to be like, well, just make me a bottle and feed me. And, you know, that is not the attitude. The attitude from a lot of people that have gotten to this place, especially previous generations who fought hard for the liberties that we have right now, as, let's say, during the Second World War or whatnot. These people value hard work, value how fragile can life be, value, you know, being able to commit and dedicate themselves towards the greater good. And by the way, become excellent citizens in all regards, including their professional lives. So there is this expectation in society these days that to a way that we tend to expect that the professors and the teachers and the trainers, it is their obligation to, like I said, prepare the bottles and put them in our mouths, and that is completely the wrong attitude, but rather the young generation should be the ones that are either are pulling or pushing the cart forward. And the only part in which your senior people, the people who are your supervisors and trainers and educators, they're just providing you directions left, right, up, down, but you're the one who's either pulling or pushing. And that's 90% of what it takes to get to be a successful professional, you know, especially in the world of science.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me stop the recording.